Good morning and welcome to Trinity United Methodist Church. We are so glad that you are here to praise and sing glorious worship unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with us this morning. Before we begin our time of praise and worship, just a couple announcements to highlight. You'll notice on the inside of your bulletin that the Gibsonburg Schools, they will be hosting a food drive to benefit the Gibsonburg Food Pantry before the last home football game on October 30th. They will be planning on passing out t-shirts while the supplies last. And so if you plan on attending the home football game on the 30th of October, you know, just plan on taking a can or two of a non-perishable food item, you know, to the game. They will have a bus parked right there, you know, to place the items in. And I will tell you that the food pantry here in Gibsonburg, the supplies and the finances are a bit low. And so if you are attending, you know, just make that a note and be a part of that food drive as well. On the back of your bulletin, there will be a new study that will be starting titled The War Room Bible Study, which is based upon the movie, The War Room. And it will be starting on November the 8th at 9 a.m. upstairs in the adult Sunday school classroom. And if you would like to be a part of that, just be there November the 8th at 9 a.m. And this coming Wednesday, October the 28th, at 5:45 p.m., there will be an all-church soup and salad dinner. All you need to do is bring your appetite and a dessert to share and meet here in the fellowship hall and be a part of a wonderful time with our brothers and sisters in Christ from Trinity here. And you can make note of the other announcements, the calendar in your bulletin, and as God leads, may you be involved and be a part of working in His kingdom. You know, as the Lord leads. If you would, bow your heads and your hearts, and let's go before our Lord and coming King, Christ Jesus, our Savior, as we open this time of praise and worship. Gracious God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your forgiveness. And precious Christ, we thank you for the opportunity, the privilege, and the honor that you have given to all of us to sing praises unto your name. Jesus, may we not just do the motions or go through the motions this morning, but may we place our heart in the words that we sing, in the songs that we uplift to you, and in the feelings that we have. May they extol your goodness, and may they sing beauty unto you, for you and you alone are worthy to be praised. And so, Jesus, we commit this time into your care. We ask that you would consecrate it, you would sanctify it, you would just set it aside for your glory and take it and use it to expand your kingdom. Lord, we'll thank you for what you'll do. We pray this in the mighty and the gracious, the holy name of Jesus, our risen Savior, we pray. Amen.
So good to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen. Amen. Why don't we, as we stand and get ready to praise the Lord, let's turn to our neighbor and say, I'm so glad you're here today. If we're ever feeling down, we just need to remember to turn our eyes upon Jesus because he is there for us. And we can be a light into that world because there's so many people that need you to bring them into the relationship with the Lord. Yes, the Lord calls them, but sometimes he puts us in that place. So as we're having one of those days, let's remember to turn our eyes upon Jesus.
Oh, so Lord, you. No light in the darkness you see. There's light for all who look at the Savior. Do
As we bow our heads, Heavenly Father, we do thank you for being there for us. For how awesome will it be one day when we get to see you, we get to walk with you, for we know you and we have a bright future. Lord, allow our hearts to yearn for those that don't know you. Allow us to be able to step out and be that light. There's so many people that are hurting that need you. Their lives could be so fulfilled if they just were allowed to understand you and know you, Lord. Father, please bring more people into your wonderful life, Lord. Father, we ask a special blessing over the service and all things. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
If you'll please now open your pew Bibles to page 1866 for the reading of today's word, which will be found in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 7 through 13. Therefore, God again sent a certain day, calling it today, when a long time later he spoke through David, as was said before. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would have not spoken later about another day. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. Let us, therefore, make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. This is the word of God. If the children are now dismissed for children's church, and if the ushers will now please come forward for the offering.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, all the many blessings that you so graciously grant unto us each and every day.
are those blessings, Father, we brought your altar this morning, our gifts, our tithes, and our offerings, asking your blessing upon them. Bless them and multiply them into your service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You may be seated. This morning we're going to take a break from our series we've been going through titled The Abundant Life. And we have a unique privilege and opportunity to hear about a ministry that is really all about doing and giving the Word of God. God's Word tells us that heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot or tittle of God's Word will ever pass away. And we have the unique privilege and the opportunity to hear Gideon Ron Davidson come and share with us about the ministry of the Gideons. So if Ron, if you would please come, may we be blessed and may we hear about how God is working and moving through the Gideons' ministry.
If there's a God, show me a sign. That was the prayer of a hungry fisherman in the Siberia tundra as he walked around trying to find food for his family. He prayed that prayer not long after he came across a book laying in the snow. He looked at that book, began to read it, and when he returned to his village, he held it up and said, "I have a sign from God." That book was a Bible that he had found laying out in the tundra of Siberia. And he gave his life to Christ and joined the local church and became an active member. What he didn't know was, earlier, a helicopter was flying relief supplies from one city to a village out that needed supplies. As the government workers were going through the supplies that were there, they seen the cans of food and the articles that were needed. And they also found these books, and they didn't see a need for them, so they started throwing them out the window. And through the acts of prayerful and obedient servants, those Bibles were placed in that helicopter and were thrown in a location where that hunter was able to find them and was able to be led to Christ through those books. Good morning. My name is Ron Davidson. I'm with Gideon's International. It's my pleasure to be here, and it is a beautiful morning. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. Gideon's is an international association formed back in 1908. We're comprised of born-again business and professional men and women whose mission is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with his word. The Gideons began distribution in 1908. We're in over 200 countries and territories. We're in produced Bibles in 94 different languages. And we distributed last year 88 million testaments. In Isaiah 55:11, it says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of the mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper the things which I send it." There was a supervisor in a local airport that was going around making his rounds, and he found a testament, a Gideon testament, laying in the trash. And he picked it up, and he remembered those words in Isaiah. And he went back to his office, and he sat there, and he prayed that God's word would not go void. So he took that testament, put it on the corner of his desk, and left it there. And each day, he would pray that same prayer, that God's word would not go void. And he watched that testament. After a couple days, nothing was happening, but he still continued to pray. A couple days later went by and he started noticing it looked like that testament, the bindings were starting to be open, the pages were fiddled through and stuff, but he continued to pray that God would be faithful. A couple days later he noticed the Bible wasn't in, the testament wasn't in the same location, and there was crumbs on his desk. He said, continue to pray, God's work be done. After about a week of that, that testament disappeared. But he continued to pray that God's word would not go void. A couple weeks later, a gentleman walked in his office and had that testament in his hands. And he told that supervisor that he had used his office as a hiding place. When he wanted to get away from his supervisor and take a couple hours break, he would come in there and eat his lunch and hide from work. And he'd seen that testament there, and it just kept calling him to the point where he started to to slowly read it day after day. And he was convicted, and he went to the back, and he seen the plan of salvation, and he accepted Christ. And he took that Bible with him, and he went to his family, and he read that Bible to them. And they, too, accepted Christ. So we see how God's word doesn't go in void. What was meant for evil is used for good. We place Bibles in schools, hotels, motels, hospitals, prisons, jails, detention centers, colleges, universities, military installations, police stations, fire departments. At the snap of a finger, a Gideon is somewhere in the world is placing a testament. Every 2 seconds, we place a testament in the hands of someone who needs it. This year, we accomplished a milestone of 2 billion Bibles being placed. And we continue on. So every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, we're passing out testaments wherever we have the opportunity, wherever God leads us. Gideons can go in places where tradition missionaries aren't allowed to. We can affect individuals, we can affect families, and we can affect whole villages because Gideons live and work right in that same community. Larry went to a hotel. It was the anticipation of that being his last night. He walked in the hotel, he went to the desk beside his bed and set a bag that he was going to take the prescription of and end his life. He walked to the window of that hotel, opened up the window, and watched the sun set for the last time. And he see no real need to live any longer. After the sun had set and darkness had set, he closed his window, walked over the bed, sat down, and we reached for his medication that he was going to take to end his life. And he noticed he had set his medication on top of a hotel Bible. He figured he had nothing else to lose, so he opened it up and he started to read. God spoke to him. That night he read as much as he could possibly read, and he understood what God had for him. And that morning he got on his knees and he accepted Christ. And he returned home to his family. It's because through your prayerful support that testament was there. That Bible was available for him. Through your prayers, and only through your prayers, can we put God's word in these places. Your prayers open up the doors. They allow us to be able to get in these hotels, and these prisons, and these jails, and these institutions, and in the doctor's offices and such, that we're able to place these testaments and hand them and witness to individuals. Through your prayers, we find men that are willing to serve, men and women willing to serve and witness to individuals. And through your prayers, we're able to find funds to be able to continue to produce and pass out Bibles. For $1.25, we're able to distribute testaments. We're able to produce them, get them to where they're needed, and placed in the hands of those who need them. It's for $1.25. For $125, we can change 100 lives. That's 100 souls that we're able to affect. Funds come from church supports and private donations. We also get funds through the Gideon card program. Gideon cards are those cards that we use to, in lieu of flowers or just to recognize people, simply pass these cards out in donations. But for $5, we can place a Bible in some person's name that we're able to use. I use them a lot in at funerals or on special occasions and things like that to affect people. For $5, we're able to place Bibles like this in prisons, in jails and institutions, allow those individuals who are incarcerated the opportunity to receive those. We're also able to place them in military installations. A young man was going into the service, and through the process of his intake, at the end of, as he's heading toward his plane to fly to boot camp, they handed him a Gideon New Testament. Similar to this, small green one that the military gets. Now they're all camouflaged in pretty colors and stuff, but back then they were just green. He took that and did like most people did, threw it at the bottom of the sea bag. Went through basic, whenever he didn't have nothing else to do, he would open it up and read a little bit. As what happens with most of us, if you've ever been to the military, you go someplace and you hurry up and wait. In the process of waiting, he had the opportunity to read that. And as he read, God spoke to him. And through that, he was able to receive Christ. A lot of testimonies of individuals in the military who, in foxholes and stuff like that, were able to do that. Mary Kay Beard was on the FBI's most wanted list. She was a professional, notorious safecracker and bank robber. Her and her husband was hardened criminals. They always went out, would rob wherever they want. Finally, she and her husband was caught, captured, and sent to prison in Alabama. When she got there and got into her cell, there was a Gideon Bible waiting for her. She took it, stuck it under her mattress. One day when she had nothing better to do, she pulled it out and began to read it. And then she later went to her knees and accepted Christ from what she was able to read and gain from that Bible. As she sat there in her jail cell, reflecting on what God had taught her, because she read in Ezekiel chapter 38, it says, "A new heart also I give you, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh." She embraced that verse. And what she did was she started to have compassion for others. She felt the problems of other prisoners, particularly the loneliness. So she organized an organization referred to as Angel Tree Ministries, so that it would connect families back with each other, so that a person who may be incarcerated can still have a connection with their family and still feel the love. So it's how God worked through her. You may be interested also know that we now have a new avenue to distribute help to reach the youth. We're no longer allowed in schools. So to help the youth, we facilitate through the youth pastors an opportunity to get that word into schools, which involves peer-to-peer distribution by Christian high school youth to their classmates. We have a book that's referred to as the Life Book. In 2010, the Life Book came out, and since then over 2 million copies have been provided. It's where the youth themselves go into the school and provide them one-on-one to the other kids that they're able to. It's simply the book of John, the Gospel of John's provided. It had well written and well illustrated to help kids understand the good news. A young man in Brazil was a professional pickpocket. He would go around to different places and he would lift people of their goods and stuff. But one day after a day of wandering town and stealing off of people, he went back to his hotel room or his apartment, started searching through what he had. He found a testament. He took it and threw it on the floor, figured, I don't need this thing. Well, that night as he lay there in bed, he couldn't sleep. He just kept remembering that book laying on the floor. So he got up and he started reading it. And as he read, God convicted him and he changed his heart. He no longer could steal. He could no longer commit crimes. And he gave his life to Christ because of the words of God. And became active. During a recent sidewalk distribution in Tennessee, near a Tennessee school, the principal came out and was telling kids, don't collect these testaments. Gideons were passing out these nice orange little testaments to the kids, and the principal was saying, no, don't take them. But the kids took them anyhow. Well, the principal became frustrated and called the police. The police came, they asked the Gideons to stop. The Gideons, being respectful of the law, discontinued, picked their stuff up and left. But in the meantime, they had distributed quite a few testaments. One of the individuals that received it was a young man by the name of Russell. Russell took it home, like all the youth, and started to read it. A year later, going to school, Russell was running late for school, and he ran out in front of a moving vehicle and was killed. During the funeral, the pastor presented that testament that he had, and he showed it on the inside of that well-tethered testament that he had written, I love God. And on the back, he signed the profession of faith that he accepted Christ. It's through the actions of Gideons, even though we're obedient to the authorities of the law, we still wish to try to get those out in the hands of people. But it's only through your prayers. It's only through the support that you provide us. It's only through what you do for us that we're able to do that. Doors don't open unless there's the power of prayer. Men aren't encouraged to be participants unless it's through the power of prayer. And we ask for your prayers and your continued support. With that, I'd like to thank you for allowing us to come. Thank you for your continued support. And have a good day. Thanks.
Thank you, Ron, for coming and sharing and blessing us with the testimonies of how the Gideons are reaching those individuals that might not otherwise be reached. And I truly do believe and really appreciate the verse that everything else will come back void. But the only thing here in this world that will never come back void is God's word. And that is one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about every single ministry here at Trinity that we have, that we drive people into the word of God, that we take people to God's word, because we can share things, we can say things, but it's all going to be just gone. The only thing that will stand forever is God's word. And what a blessing. We have the opportunity as the praise team comes up here and leads us in this last song here this morning. We have the privilege and the honor to stand with the Gideons in prayer. You know, as we just think about them going into places that we may never be, you know, places such as prisons, such as detention centers, hospitals, hotel rooms. And I don't know about you, in my travels this past year and the hotels that I've been in, sure enough, I've gone there and I've looked in a drawer just to see. And every single one that I was in, there's a Gideon Bible. And I don't know about you, but that brought me a sense of comfort, a sense of peace, and a sense of acknowledgement that, yes, I had my own Bible. But what about the other individuals that go into that room that may not even own a Bible? And I can attest, I've worked with men and women that have gone to prison, and that's how they've come to Christ, is through the Gideons that distribute the word of God. And so as we just sing this last praise and worship song, if you would just please stand and let's just offer a prayer for the Gideons here this morning. So let's go before our Lord and our coming King and just pray for the blessing of God upon the Gideons International. Let us pray. Gracious Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for the privilege and the opportunity just to stand united one with another with the Gideons. And Jesus, we bless you for this ministry. We pray for this ministry. We pray that you would enlarge their territory and expand their borders. We thank you for your servant, Ron. We pray a blessing on him. And Father, we pray for these Bibles that they're being distributed, that you would touch the hearts of men, women, and children, no matter where they're at. And gracious King, loving Lord, precious Jesus, we ask that you would just do a mighty thing, do a new thing. And may you prepare the hearts, minds, and souls of those individuals going to prison, going into hotel rooms, going to schools, going to hospitals, wherever those New Testaments are distributed. We pray that you would tug on their heart. Tug on their heart in such a way that they would look for that book. And when they find that book, they would open it and they would read it. And may you just satisfy their insatiable desire, the desire to be connected with you, their Creator God. And Father God, we bless you. And we thank you for the opportunity to stand with the Gideons here today. May you bless the ministry of the Gideons, the ministry of distributing your word, O Christ, the living word, the one thing that does not come back void. May you do a mighty thing. We bless you now and pray this in the wonderful name of our living Lord Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen.
Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. Yes, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing with you.
Close here this morning, you probably saw on your bulletin a bulletin insert with information about the Gideons International. I just implore all of you to stand with the Gideons in prayer, to uplift them in prayer. And I'm going to ask the praise team if we would sing that one more time. You have something, Mike?
Yeah, actually, this is a little bit on the spot to you. Okay. And I don't know if you know that October is Pastor Appreciation Month.
I do know that.
Surprise! You know, if I could just say a few words, I'm sure if we went around the church about how inspiring you are to other people, and I know you're kind of a humble man, so
Absolutely.
you don't like all the greatness, you know, and everything, but I could learn a lot from you, because I'm not always humble. I go around telling everybody how great I am all the time.
Oops. And trust me, yes, he does. Just so everybody knows.
But Pastor, you know, serving under your leadership has been inspiring to us, not only to our family. You look at the folks that are here in the church, but even the folks that have joined us with this praise and worship and everything that they do up there all the time, and the church membership. And it's, I don't know how else to say this, but there's certain leaders you follow, and there's certain leaders that you don't. And you're one of those people that people like to follow.
Well, thank you.
Okay. So.
Thank you.
I just wanted to present you with this. Hope you enjoy that time with the Lord,
that
you'll be able to do that. And I just want to say a prayer. I am so emotional today. But that's my thing. Lord, we just thank you that this man who you have taken from a normal life and burden his heart to come and serve and take your truth and your light to us and to the world, Lord. We ask your blessing on him. We thank you for his patience and his leadership in our church. We give you glory, and I know that is his goal, to bring glory to your name. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you all. It is a humbling thing, and it's a blessing and an honor to serve you all here in this capacity, and so I thank you. It's exciting to see what God has done. It's also exciting to see what God's going to do. Amen?
Amen.
And so, you know, my only prayer is this. I don't want to steal the thunder from the Gideons here, all right? So I'll be honest. I'm a little divided up here. So just remember, let's stand with the Gideons, and we're going to sing this song one more time. And then as you depart, if God has touched your heart and you wish to stand with the Gideons, Jerry is over there at that door, and Tina's at that door, and you wish to just drop a couple dollars, you know, to support, to send a New Testament to some place that you may never, ever, ever go. And that's the beauty of it, friends, is that we can send our money to places through ministries such as the Gideons, and they can take it, and they can, you know, touch the hearts and the lives and the souls of other people that truly, you know, when we sing, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," we are blessed, are we not? We are so blessed, and we've been talking about the abundant life, and my challenge to all of us, do we not want others to experience that same abundant life that only comes through Christ? So let's stand with the Gideons in prayer, and as God leads, you know, whether it's a dollar or two, whatever, as you depart, may we bless them, and may we expand the kingdom of God, and I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. You have truly humbled me here today, so thank you. Let's sing the song again.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Yes, I worship You. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Yes, I worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I'll keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Yes, I worship Your holy name. worship your holy name. Yes, I worship your holy name.
And I sincerely thank you all for the blessing here this morning. And now may the God of all grace and forgiveness and truth and peace, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, may he bless you and keep you. And may the peace of Christ fill your heart and the love just adorn your very being. And may his truth be the anchor for your life. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, may you and I depart in peace. Amen.
Bless the